Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it. Hard to believe it, but we've got a primary election coming up June 9th. It will be a mail-in ballot, although there will be polling places open, believe it or not. They have to, by law, have at least one in each area. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. My question is, how does a candidate who's used to making speeches and maybe knocking on doors, going to town halls, debates, things like that. How will this all work out? Let's check in with somebody that's doing just that, Dan Schwartz, former Nevada State Treasurer, a good friend of ours and a candidate for Congress in CD3. Dan, first of all, thanks for joining us. First of all, how are you and the family coping?
Kevin, thanks. It's great to be back. I see you still have that same rock music and love it. How are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, there are a couple of things that I'm waiting for the governor to let me do. One is a haircut, a massage, a pedicure, and a big steak dinner dine-in with a bottle of wine. Those are the things that I miss most. What about for you?
Yeah, I like the haircut idea. I'm almost embarrassed to go out, but I guess they'll just have to remember me from the 60s. But to answer your question, let me ask you one other question. Do you think that you can vote in person if you decide that you don't want to do a mail ballot, or do you think that's even a decision?
No, no. As a matter of fact, I asked Wayne Thorley, and he said that there have to be in-person locations. They're not going to be many of them, in fact, hardly any, but that there will be, that they have to keep those folks open.
So, now, again, by in-person voting, that means that you don't have to vote by mail. You can vote in person.
That's my understanding from Wayne Thorley.
Right. I won't tell you. I had a conversation with a senior member of the Secretary of State's office who claims that is not the case. But I pointed that out to this person, and we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw the instructions. I got my 5-page instructions where it specifically says in-person voting. So we'll see.
As a campaign, what do you do? I mean, can you file suit or can you...
Well, we're not going to do it. I mean, the real question is whether 10 people misread the instructions or thousands of people misread the instructions. If it's 10 people, it's probably not going to matter. But if you have thousands of people who show up for in-person voting and there's no voting machines, there's a problem.
Now, is this a partisan issue? Because these are primaries. You're running on the Republican side. All the rest of the folks are running on the Democrat side. Is this going to be a partisan thing?
No, it's going to be a democracy issue. In other words, if you don't want to vote by mail, and there are a lot of people that I talk to who don't like voting by mail, and you see the instructions or you're told by Wayne that you can vote in person, and then you go to the polling place and there's no voting machines, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent, but my guess is you're going to be upset. So that might be something that we'll see if that's an issue, but I think it will be. And we'll see what the state decides to do.
And by the way, the Wayne that we're talking about is Wayne Thorley. He's the Deputy Secretary of State for Elections. And he was on the show with us, I think, earlier in the week, and we were talking about that very subject. Your race with Big Dan Rodheimer has been a tough, brutal race. Is that surprising to you? Were you surprised by the tone of this election?
You know, no. I mean, I don't know what Big Dan was thinking, but this guy has a police record. He's been sued for fraud and forgery. He's harassed women. This thing goes on and on, and I don't know why he's running. And I don't know what was going through his mind, but to think that we wouldn't bring this up would be somewhat naive. You know, it's unbelievable. Why is this guy running? I mean, with an arrest, he's had one arrest. He's been cited by the police for two assaults, both of which, when you look at them, there are circumstances which suggest he should have been arrested, but he was certain, the police certainly were involved. He's got five lawsuits where, as I said, he's been sued for fraud, for forgery, for not paying his debts, not paying his workers. He's called women hoes. Why is he running? And why what in his imagination would lead him to believe that we wouldn't bring this up?
By the way, every time I either see one of the ads on TV or hear him on radio, the first thing I think about is, you think the Democrats might want to, you know, will be running these same ads if the guy ends up winning?
Yeah, I mean, and we've spent $750,000 in the primary. Susie Lee's going to have $5 million. What are Republicans thinking? I mean, that's my question. You know, his claims against me are total fantasy. You know, Dan's a gun grabber. I've been endorsed by the Nevada Firearms Coalition. I've been endorsed by the Nevada Veterans Association. He claims I don't live in Las Vegas. We've lived here longer than he claims he has. We've been here, you know, 10 years, and I've been in the state for 20 years. It's mind-boggling. Why is this guy a candidate? Why are there people backing him? I can't answer that question.
I've got to ask you, because I've been dying to ask you this, and we haven't talked in a while. With everybody talking about China this and China that and the Wuhan virus and all of that, it occurred to me you have been dealing with China in various ways for a long, long time. You have experience. Are you surprised that this is all coming about now?
Yeah, you know, I built a business in Hong Kong. I've been going to China, let me just think here, since 20, 30 years. I see the Chinese as people, not political actors. And, you know, you're probably familiar with Faraday Future. When I went there, you know, I was told by Chinese people that this guy was a fraud. I mean, it was our own governor and other people who claimed that he was going to build this plant. So, you know, I think the votes are still out on where the virus originated. I mean, it's, to me, the evidence is pretty substantial that it started with bats in the wet markets in Wuhan. But I saw this morning today that there was an article that someone, I'm trying to think, was it either in the United States or in France, had the COVID virus in December. Now, you know, whether that's a one-off, I can't say, but, you know, it's pretty clear that the disease originated there, and unfortunately it originated during Chinese New Year when everybody in China and people in the States are traveling. So, you know, that's clear, but I think on the other hand, we as a country were totally unprepared, and we're still not prepared. I mean, and we can talk about this later, I think that it was not handled in the right way. You know, I take this disease very seriously. My wife absolutely insists that I have a face mask when I walk out the front door, but you can't shut down an economy and expect to survive. And on that subject, I think the worst is still yet to come. But we need, as the president says, we need to get going again. But I think we need to do it in a way that is reasonable and prudent.
Again, Dan Schwartz joining us, the former Nevada State Treasurer, now a candidate for Congress in CD3. Are you surprised that, for instance, the Chinese government shut down travel within China, but not in and out of China at the very beginning of this thing? They wouldn't let the World Health Organization or anybody else in for the longest time, and even now they're limiting what it is we can see. Are you surprised at the secrecy, kind of that's been going on here?
Actually, I'm not. I think China, and just having been there, China is an authoritarian government, and the Communist Party there, you know, runs things, whether it's the courts, whether it's the politics, whether it's the mayor's office. You would have thought, and I would have thought, that they would have learned something from the SARS epidemic, which was 2003 when I was there. But they didn't. And, you saw where this doctor who sort of blew the whistle, the police picked him up and questioned him. And I think now they're claiming that it's working. The economy there is going to suffer, and it's going to suffer badly. But that's probably more information you'd be. But no, I wasn't surprised.
Again, Dan Schwartz joining us. He's running for Congress in CD3. Are you satisfied with the job the president's done in the aftermath of this coronavirus?
Well, I'm a Republican. I support President Trump, but I think he could have done a better job. I think part of it, and he wasn't alone, a lot of people didn't take this disease very seriously when it started, and I think it just caught everyone by surprise. I do have problems with the role he's given to his son-in-law. I'm not sure I totally understand that. I think it's good that he has let the governors decide. You know, there's some issues with Governor Sisolak, but each state, you know, some of the states are open, others aren't. But I think that would have been a more prudent and thoughtful approach.
I want to ask you, though, because this is important. The president has talked about, I'm going to leave it to the governors of these states to make these decisions on when to reopen, et cetera. Is that a prudent way of doing it, or should the president have taken the reins of this thing early on and said, hey, I'll make the decisions on when we open?
I'm a great believer as a Republican, but in my own philosophy of local government. And I think the president does have certain powers that the states don't. For example, the Emergency Defense Act, which I think dates from World War II, there were other things he could have done. And I think, you know, if I was president, which I'm not, I might have done them. I might have. But again, I think that this really caught everyone by surprise. But I think, as I said, I think the governors, you know, I don't agree with Governor Sisolak. I was reading an email from one of my colleagues in Hong Kong, who says there have been no local cases since April 20th. They're opening up amusement game centers, gyms, et cetera. Customers have to stay 1.5 meters apart with groups, you know, limiting group size to 8 people. Customers have to wear masks. when they're eating. They're opening up bars, but they can only operate at half capacity. I think there was a way to do this, had we been prepared, had we known what was coming, that would not have shut the economy down.
Dan,
and, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I've only got about 3 minutes, and I got to ask you, if we do reopen on the 15th, will that change how you campaign? Will it allow you to get out and do town halls and do meet and greets and things like that?
You know, I'm not sure it will. We've done two teletown halls, which have been reasonably well attended. We had Dr. Mike Roizen, who's a senior doctor at the Cleveland Clinic, on, and we had people with lots of questions. I don't think that I'm looking at my calendar. The only event that hasn't been canceled is one for May 26th. There was one that was made for May 9th and May 19th, which have both been canceled. So I think this is going to be a digital campaign. You know, we're prepared for that, but maybe June 1 we'll be allowed to get out, but that's we only got 9 days before the polls close.
And will there be any face-to-face meetings between you and Big Dan Roedheimer? Will there be debates, town halls, things like that?
Well, if he shows up, we're supposed to be on May 26th at the Southern Hills Republican Women's Club. So I'll be there, you know.
You'll be there, and now it remains to be seen if he'll be there.
You got it.
Well, hey, listen, thank you so much. Just a quick question. I need about a 30-second answer.
Sure.
What is there that you still need? Every campaign needs something, even in the late stages. What is it you need from volunteers, roads, yard signs, things like that?
Right. First and foremost, I need people's votes. And hopefully along with that, take a look at my website, dan4nevada.com, dan4nevada.com. And, you know, we can always use people to make phone calls. We can use people to put up yard signs. But most importantly, I need your votes. So please.
There you go. There you go. Dan, I tell you what, Dan, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing all plays out. And again, it all comes down on June 9th. Every vote must be postmarked no later than June 9th. Dan, thank you so much. Be safe, will you?
Good. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate the time, and you too. You stay well.
Very good. Dan Schwartz, former Nevada state treasurer and a candidate for Congress in CD3. I need to take a break. More to come as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It's live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. Oh, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. If you're looking to get your bike tuned up, if it's been hanging in the garage all winter, and you want to get out and join everybody that's outside, you can do curbside service at Las Vegas Cyclery. Check it out, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Coming up, here is the latest from the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Wharton budget model. They say a new report estimates that fully reopening the economy would lead to an additional 233,000 deaths by the end of June relative to not reopening, but would at the same time save 18.6 million jobs from being lost. Is that a deal you're willing to make? 233,000 deaths, 18.6 million jobs. Are you willing to make that bet? Call me right now and tell me. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, Live and Local Now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks swinging between small gains and losses in afternoon trading as investors digest record job losses and states work to reopen their economies from coronavirus lockdowns. And shares of Beyond Meat are sizzling, with the alternative meat maker actually showing some earnings for the first quarter compared to a loss. The plant-based burger company also seeing revenue beating estimates, with sales to supermarkets helping offset weaker restaurant sales. And Nordstrom will permanently close 16 locations that have been shuttered since mid-March. The retailer plans to reopen its other stores in phases and is also implementing a cost-saving restructuring. And Gap will begin reopening stores this weekend, and shoppers will notice a few differences. Fitting rooms and restrooms will be closed, and stores will be selling fabric face masks. The company, which owns its namesake brand, Old Navy and Banana Republic, plans to reopen roughly 800 North American stores this month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter announces his coronavirus task force will continue indefinitely with a focus on safety, reopening the economy, and finding treatments and a vaccine. Vice President Pence told Fox News yesterday the task force would be winding down, but says today
there are just preliminary discussions, but it'll all be based on the conditions on the ground.
The vice president on Fox News Talk's The Brian Kilmeade Show. President Trump's nominee for a seat on the powerful D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has his confirmation hearing today.
Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats are raising questions about Judge Justin Walker's experience and age. The 37-year-old was confirmed to a district court in Kentucky 6 months ago. The American Bar Association rated Walker not qualified for the federal judge position he currently has, but this week concluded he was well qualified for the appeals court.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her way?
We'll get to your phone calls in just a second. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make that pain go away? Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, MRIs, x-rays, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, I got to tell you, folks, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, a hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You're getting out more now, aren't you? Why don't you stop by their office on West Sahara? Because you don't have to live with that chronic pain anymore. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA right now. Make an appointment. 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll give you all the answers you need. She'll explain it all to you. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very, very patiently, and we thank you for that. I've got two lines open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And here is the binary choice that we are being given. A new report from Pennsylvania's Penn Wharton budget model says reopening the economy would lead to an additional 233,000 deaths nationally by the end of June, but would at the same time save approximately 18.6 million jobs from being lost. Is that a deal you're willing to make? Is that a binary choice you are willing to make? If the governor weighs in between now and May 15th and says we're open, Six feet of separation, please. Social distancing. Maybe masks for workers. Maybe masks for customers. Is that a deal you're willing to make? Because what we're being asked now is, how much are 1,000 or even 233,000 deaths worth? Are they worth 18.6 million jobs from being lost? What do you think? Anyways, let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What do you think? Hello, Jay. Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. Ted, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Can't read my own screen.
Oh, well. Yeah, open us up. Let's get going.
Now is that a deal, though, that you're willing to make? If we knew that 233,000 deaths nationally by the end of June... So this isn't the end of the year. This is the end of June. But we would save 18.6 million jobs. Is that an exchange you're willing to make?
Killer with it is. I think the numbers are scared to start with.
I'm sorry? I could not understand you.
I think their numbers are skewed to start with. They're not correct. And besides that, how many deaths are you going to have by people not working that end up starving later this year because they don't have enough food?
Good point. That is, and by the way, Ted, that I think is a good argument. You know, the cure to this coronavirus is it may well end up being worse than the coronavirus itself. I'm just telling you, it may well end up that by keeping people under, from keeping them away from the beaches and keeping them out of the restaurants and keeping them away from retail stores. I mean, I'd love to be able to go inside a Dillard's or a Macy's. You know, I mean, I would love to see what that looks like. Now, I've told you what it is that matters to me. I've told you how, you know, one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to get a haircut, a pedicure, a massage, a steak dinner, And by the way, a steak dinner at a very expensive restaurant. I mean, we may end up going to Fleming's or Lowry's for prime rib. Ooh. I don't know how this will play out, because restaurants are going to be one of the first things that open up. Bars are going to have to wait. Casinos may have to wait. But I'm just going to tell you, I'm ready to unleash the power of our economy. Tell you what, let's go to Will. Hello, Will, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. It's just to the point we're wandering out here. We can't get our unemployment through. I know everybody's been considering and talking about that since March 15th for me. My question is, can't the government go into the unemployment offices and put their glass screens up and put their masks on? They can talk with a mask on. I'll gladly stand in line for 4 hours. It's just simple math. Or do they not have the money and they're not telling the public that? Because if they can go to the Orleans and set up that and have people on duty, they can surely have people on duty in unemployment offices. Isn't it just so simple? So if the governor, Sisolak, or some of his people are hearing this, why don't they just try that? And we'll gladly sit there, even if, like I said, it's 4 hours, because this is getting to be beyond ridiculous. This is diabolical that we're starving out here because we're getting assaulted by sitting on a phone line. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that, please.
I absolutely agree with you. I think there are people that, there are people that will stand in line to vote for 4 hours, but at the end of the 4 hours, they get satisfaction. They see their vote counted. And that's, I think, all that people want. They don't want to try 400 times in a day just pushing redial, 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 redial. And why is it that the state, led by Democrats, can't get this right? And then when the governor, in one of his news conferences, brags about, we are going to backdate all these things to March 15th or whatever the date was. I'm sorry, if I have to pay my rent by the 30th of April or whatever it is, or by May 1st, or I'm going to be evicted, or my credit score is going to drop like a rock, that doesn't help. Oh, well, as soon as we get all this stuff done, we will backdate it. So you'll be getting a big, 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 big check. I'm sorry, horse is out of the barn before that. That does not help. That does not help. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You want to join in? And by the way, I'm looking to see if there's anybody willing to make that exchange. Because what the Pennsylvania's Penn-Wharton budget model analyzed the health and economic effects of states partially reopening as well as fully reopening, which would include businesses and restaurants and all kinds of, like we're talking about. But the model that was released last Friday projects on a national level that if states do not reopen before June 30th and maintain the status quo, the cumulative national deaths due to the virus would rise about 117,000 by June 30th. But if they fully reopen, that number goes to 233,000. Deaths nationally by the end of June. And then it goes to, how much are our lives worth? And if it comes down to a huge loss of life, 233,000 deaths, are you willing to give that up in order to save 18.6 million jobs? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to make that sacrifice? I want to find out. I've only got one line open, but if you can jump through now, you can seize it at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call the topic, essentially. You want to talk about this? Fine. You want to talk about something else? That's fine, too. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get right to your phone calls. Opening up, maybe May 15th, maybe earlier, according to the governor. But are you willing to make that sacrifice, knowing that people will probably die, and lots of them, as a result of opening. And maybe opening too early. We don't know. Hindsight is always 20/20, right? Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Yes, I agree that it's good to open as quickly as possible, but with safety only. We have to think of safety as well as economics. What I wanted to say is from your interview with Dan Schwartz, who is running as a Republican, I think he's a rhino, really a Democrat pretending to be a Republican. In Congress, we don't need any more John McCain's, Lisa Murkowski's, or Mitt Romney. There was one thing you can tell from the interview. He didn't have one good thing to say about our good president. Nothing. He's full of criticism of our president. And that shows you that this no-never Trumper would not be good for Republicans coming up in the future. And therefore, I would say Dan Rodheimer is the one to go for because he's a true Republican and backer of the president.
But
we don't need another person
president. Gail, do you worry that the Democrats, I mean, they're not just, asleep at the switch. I mean, they're listening and watching these ads about Dan's record. Do you worry that the Democrats are going to have – would you rather have another Democrat in Congress? Would you rather have another Susie Lee in Congress?
No, Susie Lee is totally ineffective. She doesn't answer the concerns of the constituents at all. We need a true Republican, and that would be Dan Rodheimer, who backs the president, rather than someone who would stab the president's policies in the back, which is what Dan Schwartz would do, because I feel he's really a Democrat running as a Republican.
Well, we'll find out. That's why we do the We Report, You Decide thing, when we have people like that on. Yeah. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just want to make a comment on the when you said when we open up, if we open up, it's going to kill 200,000 more people. But I'm not sure that I believe that. And how are we going to know if we don't ever open up?
Well, that and can I tell you that's why 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I came up with the idea of what we called a cheat week. Where we would dip our toe in the water. We'd open everything up for a week, or most everything up for a week. People could get out and get their hair cut and get the pedicure and their massage and get their car tuned up and do all the stuff they need to do and go to a nice restaurant and have a steak dinner.
Well, now that we know what we're dealing with, we can protect ourselves and protect others. And I don't want to see anyone die from this at all, but if we don't reopen the state, we're not going to have nothing to reopen to.
Good point. No, he's right. It's sad that that's what it comes to, but that is exactly right. Let's go to JD. JD's been holding very patiently. Hi, JD. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, I have a very strong suggestion for all the people that are unemployment and trying to get through to unemployment. We have four congressmen and women and two senators. 6 months from now, they're up for election. I guarantee you, if they call their congressperson and the two senators, they will get some pressure on this governor to do some things to open up that unemployment office to them. I know for a fact on certain issues, when it is important to them, they act on it. And these are the same people, the four congressmen and two senators, who were passing the CARES bill that have given the Nevada State, the UNR, and UNLV $60 million. They're giving out $500 grants to every student just walking up to get it. Some of those students are illegal students in the country on the Millennium Scholarship. So if they can get that money for those kids, also they are sending $1,200 checks to students here on a visa from foreign countries. And if they can get money for those people, they could get Americans who are unemployed and have been waiting since March the 15th to check. I have all the numbers if you want me to give them to your screener.
Wow. Wow. I think I'll pass at this point. We're coming to the end of the show. But it's really sad that people are still, at this late date, still not able to get their claim processed. It makes no sense at all. Ron, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Makes no sense at all.
Hello. Go ahead, Ron.
I'm obese, and I have diabetes, and I'm not worried about getting sick. I'm a nurse. He's had tested positive for the coronavirus 13 days ago.
Who did?
And isn't showing me, my mother.
Okay. And
she's in a nursing home, and she's 83. She tested positive 13 days ago and isn't showing any symptoms.
Huh. Do you think she's out of the woods?
I think so. I think this is all a hoax, and not really not a hoax, but.
You think they're trying think to? Do you think they're trying to scare us?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to crash the economy so they can get rid of Trump. That's what this is mostly about.
Can I tell you, though, I've seen some polling recently that shows that people think that, in fact, there's a poll out today that 43% trust Trump with the coronavirus. Only 32% think Biden is capable of handling this. I think people are scared to death of Joe Biden. I really honestly believe that. I'm going to try and squeeze Tom in. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Morning, Kevin. With regards to this threat of all these additional deaths and everything, I say we call their hand on it. You know, I'm getting kind of tired of all this sky is falling predictions that we're getting from these people that don't seem to pan out and everything turns into something negative. With regards to our poor governor, you know, we have to understand that this guy is under the siege of the group of women that ended up in the Nevada coalition back there in Washington, D.C., not to mention, you know, the group of females that are in control of this state up here, you know, who were elected at the same time. You know, I think this guy's under siege. I think he doesn't have any autonomy. And I believe that, you know, there's an evil hiding behind a familiar party name of Democrats that's at play here.
Let me just ask you, though, this thing that Steve Sisolak is just a marionette and that someone's actually pulling the strings with this guy. Do you have any feel for what it is, for who it is?
Oh, yes. It's this bunch of feminists that got elected to the Nevada Congressional Coalition this last election that we had, you know, as a prime example of vote fraud, you know, that everybody's talking about, and your previous guest there was speaking about, Miss Red State, and I can't remember her name right now. But, I think it's a bunch of shuck and jive going on, and it needs to come to a stop.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing all plays out. It is possible that maybe later this week, early next week, that we will be set free by the governor. But are we really going to be set free? And are you going to be willing to be a guinea pig and see if this thing will work? I'm hoping you do. I haven't figured out yet how much I will get out once we are set free. But we'll talk about that tomorrow, I promise. Until we join you then, by the way, don't forget, you know who tomorrow is? Wayne Allen Root. War now! Yeah, we'll find out what he thinks about all of this. It's all coming up tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. and their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.